Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike next to Johnny. Today's topic is going to be a fun, disappointing, uplifting, everything type of topic, and kind of the things we've seen over the years of what caused people to ultimately fail in their reselling endeavors. Now, I've been doing this for 5 years. John, you've probably been doing it. Well, I mean, I guess publicly I've been doing it for 5 years, but like reselling, I probably did a couple years before I actually started the YouTube channel, but I really never got to understand why people would fail, right? And it happens from time to time, but now that we've had a group for years, you see people will be like open about it every once in a while, or somebody will just fall off the face of the earth, and you kind of can go back and like decipher their last messages or like their last questions to figure out what caused them to fail. And There's so many ways that you can, you know, have a small business, which we are, that can cause your small business to fail. And I think I'll jump in with the first one here. And I think it's people not selling the stuff they actually source. I think a lot of people love sourcing. They love it. If they could just source every day, all day, in every thrift store, in every garage sale, there would never be a problem. And when I say not selling the items, it's a caveat, because it's not just you don't sell it. I think a lot of people have death piles that are unimaginable. Even in Amazon land, I know this exists, where people have hundreds, if not thousands, of units that were profitable when they bought them, that for whatever reason, they haven't listed, thrown in a box, and sent off to Amazon. And you have cash tied up. We're not even getting into the idea where you send it and then you're not priced correctly and it doesn't sell. I'm just talking about the basic, you go buy it, spend your hard-earned money, and you never even get around to listing it. Now, I think they'll always list like the super, like that one item they get that's really expensive. Like, of course, that gets listed, you know, the same day. But I think everything else, which is, you know, you paid for it and you need items listed to actually sell them. And maybe it's not the most exciting stuff, but we talk about it all the time. Like, cash flow is cash flow. That stuff kind of gets left behind. And it drives me crazy, man. Like, I try every week to get everything out. Like, if I go source this week, it's all out same week, right? There's really no leftovers. I've maybe had one or two weeks in the past 2 years where I just didn't send anything out because I didn't feel like doing it. I must have been in a rotten ass mood. Something was going on, right? But we're talking one or two weeks out of over 100 weeks that nothing got sent in. And you better believe that shit went in the next week. It's not like it sat there in perpetuity forever, right? That stuff was like, all right, it's time to go. I don't know, man. I see this all the time and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started getting into reselling, I've only been doing it for 4 and change here. It's death pile is definitely a thing then. It's, at least in the eBay circles I run in, it's less of a thing now. It's more about what people are listing, the quality of the items. That's the new problem, I would say, as a whole. I'm not sure. That's probably a problem in Amazon, too. People don't have their trigger set right. But yeah, death piles normally was a thing for a lot of people. I saw a lot of people struggle with this. Like, they would go out and buy and buy and buy. And it was more of, I saw people get thrashed for that too. Like, why are you buying? Why'd you go out? We talked about this. You got a problem. You need to go to a meeting or something. 12 steps fucking program. But those people had problems. Be the same repeat offenders. I think people like the imaginary feeling of they bought it, therefore it's holding its value, when it's not. It's not for sale. First of all, nobody can buy it. So the value is a pile of trash until you list it or send it in. That's all it is right now. It has not converted money. And there's a difference, I think, between like a queue and a death pile. A queue is much more reasonable. Like, you have an abundance of stuff, but it's in an assembly line to go out. Versus it just sits there and there's no plan for it getting listed in the near future. It just grows and grows and grows cumulatively. For mine, what I've seen people fail over the years at is they tend to, I don't know, break what's working. They wanna try something new, and they go try something new, and they're unsuccessful at that new thing, and they left their old thing that was working perfectly fine behind, and then they'll try another new thing because that new thing failed, and another, another, and then sometimes they'll come back to what was originally working. It's kind of like starting over again. And I'm for trying new things, but I'm also for keep what's working going and then add on something if you got the bandwidth, which I guess is a another one of, and I'll toss it over to you, is overextending yourself. If you're you can only be do so much in the same 24 hours and be so many places at once, right? And either you need to bring on somebody or you need to take your foot off the gas and relax a little bit and scale into it naturally versus trying to force the scale. I'll hush now because I can go on and on and on.
It's hard though, right? Because people, what's their bandwidth? Everybody wants to, grow at the speed of light. It's like they
Yes.
want to be seven-figure resellers yesterday. And like people are not willing to accept the fact that things take time. Like businesses take time to grow, especially what we're doing. It's going to take time. It's just a sheer volume game of how many items, how many quality items can you find? So I understand it to a degree when it comes to, hey, stay focused. But today's society, dude, everywhere you look, listen, turn, it's like another crazy idea or another crazy thing that's popping up in front of us. So like you're the person that sells crappy used books, dude. It's like it's not ex like it is the lamest thing you possibly can do. Like even if you are somebody that loves books, you're just sitting there with these books all day long, or 3 hours a day. And you're just like, this is boring as all hell, and I want to do something that's more fun, right? And then it's like, even if you are making money, right? Like you're saying, like it's a successful business, but it's still not enough because that isn't enough. Like the dopamine is not going off in their brain. So it's like, yeah, sure, it looks great, right? I'm making my $1,000 a month that I want to make, but like you're like, well, this is boring as hell. Like, maybe I can go do something else that's going to make me $1,000 and it's going to be more exciting. But the problem is, even if you go do something else and you find and you make that successful, you'll get bored of that too. And then eventually you'll have to move on to something else. It's like a never-ending cycle of chasing the next thing. I think people that like move on from reselling to go like, do a vending machine business, like that lasts for 6 months and then they move on and then they're doing something else, right? It's like they're always just, I don't know, just I guess turning over businesses. It's just crazy to me.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
Yeah, and or they pull out right before it's about to start to work, because we all know there's that on ramp to build it up, and they pull out too soon. If you're an average bookseller or media seller, it's like a 6 month pathway to success between you signing up for the account, do you start getting some steady paychecks, do you start getting some all right paychecks, and then later on it's like, oh, here's the big paycheck. I just needed to stay the course. And some people pull out way too soon. That's another reason for failure, is adjusting way too soon.
Yeah, I mean, we say how many times Amazon, like you're looking at 3 to 6 months to even get your first dollar in profit back to you. I know that doesn't sound glorious. And I say in every video, join my channel and I'll help you make money on Amazon. But I've literally done videos where, I lay out my numbers and I can tell you right now, it's a 3 to 6 month runway, 3 month on the early end for you to actually start making money. I will say this, now that I've been doing a little bit on eBay, getting paid like after you ship your stuff's pretty cool,
Yeah,
dude.
that's great, isn't
It doesn't
it?
exist in Amazon land, right? I'm like, oh, I got some money. I go buy me a pizza. But I think even that, I don't think like making sales is enough for these people. These people that are always looking for the next thing, like, I don't think that's enough. I think they're just wired to always be trying different things. And the problem with that is you really can never see the full potential of a business you had that maybe could have been one where you kind of could have just coasted or outsourced the work and kind of made it run itself. And you really wouldn't have to be involved in the business all the time. And then you have the flip side of like people that are quote unquote working in their business all the time and they get no results, but like they're not working, right? If you actually sat down and said, hey, like give me everything you're doing and how long it takes you to do it, they're just kind of meandering. And like I'm guilty of this. Like I have weeks like where I'm listing my stuff, with GoTo list, and like I'll have like a YouTube video on, and Deb's like, turn that shit off and get the list. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like instead of me taking like forever to get stuff listed, it's done like that quick. But yet again, we live in a society where it's all everything around you all the time. You can't just sit here in the quiet with nothing else on and just do the task that's at hand.
Right. And another failure point I see people do is either they try to become a spreadsheet millionaire and they're constantly noodling with their spreadsheet, but there's no action. There's no action behind it. There's no results to monitor because you're too busy tweaking your spreadsheet and or watching YouTube videos to make enhancements to your spreadsheet. I'm all for improving your business, but at some point, you got to actually perform. You got to go out and do the roll your sleeves up kind of work. You can't just type away or lately it's ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever. People just get stuck in there. And they're trying to build a business model with a better business model, a better business model. And it's a tool, don't get me wrong. And yeah, research is good. ChatGPT is great. Watching some key gold YouTube video that you've never heard information about before, or a new take or a new spin, that's great, but it shouldn't take you 8 hours of your 12-hour workday to do all that. That's maybe like an hour or after hours. Honestly, that's you sitting in a chair, right, and typing at the computer and or I don't know, leaning back and watching a video.
Yeah, and trying to maintain my Amazon business and grow my influencer business. Like when you're really maxed out on time, like I can't even tell you like the last reselling YouTube video like I actually watched because I want to get my shit done, dude. And then like I'm trying to check out, right? Like I throw in the Discord at night, like I'm out of here at like 7 p.m. I'm going. Whatever the hell y'all are doing after 7 p.m., like I'm trying to get in bed, watch a movie, relax. But like the other hours of the day, I'm trying to get everything done in a certain time frame, right? And it's like people are probably like, what do you mean? You're off Discord at 7 p.m. Well, listen, I'd rather go sit down, watch a movie at night with Deb and enjoy my evening than instead of just sitting here kind of meandering and dragging out my work through the day. And yeah, does it suck that, sometimes during the day I'm working when other people aren't, friends, family, right? Like work every weekend, basically. Most people take off weekends. We're recording this right now on the weekend. We are literally, basically, I've recorded all the podcasts on the weekend, and some people like refuse to work on the weekends. Well, I take the same approach to not working evenings, right? Me and Deb have TV shows and movies we like to watch every single night. And I think if you have that reason to get your work done in a reasonable, like a quick amount of time, you're going to be more motivated to do it. But if you're just like, yeah, whatever. It gets done when it gets done. Yeah, I got shit laying around and it's yeah, whatever. It'll just kind of work itself out. But then like they still go out and you still keep sourcing and you're not listing. And I think listing is the easiest it's ever been, right? I mean, I think about Sell Similar, all these listing tools, all these listing softwares, whether you're eBay, Amazon, whatever it may be. The tools have made reselling the easiest it's ever been to actually get the job done, right? So it's like, why aren't we actually getting the job done? And that takes us to what you said earlier, is like we're just buying junk items, right? I don't know why we do it. I only care about sell-through. So junk items, do I take some risk on quote unquote junk items? At least everything I've ever bought really has at least sold once in the past 6 months. But I'll tell you what, people list things that have never sold, and I'm just like, what the hell are we doing? Like, do we not understand the basics of you listing something, you actually have to have a buyer for it. Just because you list it doesn't mean you get paid.
I list it, it will sell. No, that's not how that works. Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I just think some people lack the fundamentals from the get-go, and they continue to lack the fundamentals, and they just spiral into obscurity, honestly. Either we never hear from them again, or they just struggle and they don't listen to what people are saying. Like, you need to do this, this, and this. And this, and this don't ever change. It's just you've never decided to do it. For whatever reason, for whatever reason, I can never understand. And it's kind of sad. And I don't know how that can be helped. You gotta want to get better. And I can't make you want to get better for you. I've tried to force, you're gonna get better. This is how. But I'm not there holding their hand, dragging them along. And that's what some people want, I guess. I don't know. That's always been a hard one for me to wrap my brain around. The other one is I've seen some people try to scale way too fast. They hire a bunch of people and they have no plan to pay for this person past 3 months, and all their money's going to their employee essentially because they didn't account for scalability to bring in somebody on. Or they're getting the warehouse, or they, God forbid, taking out one of those awesome eBay and Amazon loans with 33% interest on them, or worse. And they can't afford their bills because they're too busy trying to make their loan payments, honestly. And then they take out another loan to pay for that loan, and it's just a downward spiral.
I haven't like seen what the consensus is with these new eBay promoted listings, right? Like I see like Tech put out a video, a lot of the other big eBay sellers put out a video as well. Dude, I think this will literally cause part-timers, small sellers to stop reselling because my opinion on it is it's just the cost of doing business, right? So full transparency. I've sold $744 on eBay. Whatever, past 90 days. I really haven't been listing for more than a month. So we'll just say 744 the past 30 days. And when it pops up, I just do like whatever it tells you, right? It like recommends it, right? So I go through the listing just to make sure everything looks good, even though I'm using the listing software. And then at the bottom, you click the little promoted listings button and it says, we recommend you promote it whatever percent, right? But I always known, like, since promoted listings have been a thing since the beginning of time, like, for some reason, smaller part-time sellers are like so against it. And I guarantee you, you're going to wind up not getting sales just because you don't have your 2%, even if you want to be the cheapest at 2%, promoted listing set on because you feel like eBay is just trying to get more money out of you. Maybe it's just me, dude, but I seriously think, like, it's just the cost of doing business, honestly.
Yeah, and
Are you promoting? You promote all your stuff, right?
yeah, that's a no-brainer. What I've seen the people you're talking about, they're not bailing. They're just turning the promoted listings off, and they're like, "That'll fix them. I'll show eBay," and
Yeah.
then they're gonna get zero sales.
Dude, I'm just like, why? Like, I get it. Like, it's an added quote unquote fee. And sure, it's scammy the way they calculate it or whatever. Basically, everything you sell forever now is going to be quote unquote promoted if you have
Well,
promoted during
there's
our.
the stupid Amazon referral fee that I don't know what the hell that does, but they take a cut anyway.
Yeah, we need to start our own website. How many times I've seen that in YouTube comments? I'm just like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I hate it because like you, it sucks when people don't really see it to fruition. But I learned after probably 2.5 years of being a content creator and quote unquote coach in the space that you can't save them all, dude. And unfortunately, some people are just too stubborn and hard-headed to just step back and actually look at what the benefit is that you're getting from paying this extra fee versus not doing it and trying to stick it to corporate America because I don't want to pay the extra percent. And I'll tell you right now, most of them they recommend anywhere between like 8 and 12% is usually what they recommend when I just go through the listing on the computer and activate the promoted listings. I haven't done media. And none of my stuff is media. Actually, it is. I got one DVD set listed, but I haven't done any media. But everything seems to be between 8 and 12%. I mean, dude, that's a lot out of your pocket. You just take the average of an extra 10%. It's $1 for every $10 sales price that you have. But back here we are again. We're listing absolute junk stuff, right? Like, I mean, what should be the immediate, like, what is the absolute bottom somebody should list something for on eBay?
I think $30 or more these days. Unless you're doing like a true bulk eBay operation, and you're just listing and you don't have any. Yeah, it's $30 or more. Even if I don't think you can get away with $5.99 free ship for DVDs anymore because the media mail price is already $5. Even if you do $10 free ship, I mean, I don't want to run an operation at 250 a unit. I mean, there's an argument that said just list a million units. Sure, you can go off and do that if you want. That'll work, but you still need to list a million units. Good luck with that.
It ain't gonna happen overnight either, right? People want these
No, it's
instant.
gonna take your time, and it's gonna churn, churn, churn. You gotta get like 20, 30,000 that way. Active listings.
That's crazy, dude. It was $30. Like, when you first said it, it seemed high to me, right? But the more I think about it, like, you gotta have your pack and supplies. I use free cardboard. I don't care, right? You still are taking the time to recycle your cardboard. It's taking time out of your life, even if it aren't losing any type of money. You gotta take the stuff to the post office. Dude, my post office comes and picks it up for me. Like, everybody's got these stupid hacks that justify selling junk or even listing junk because usually the junk doesn't sell. Like, everybody will go to the greatest lengths to justify why they should list a $10 item instead of just going to find a better quality item. Then none of this shit is relevant. Then you can afford to buy uniform boxes. Wow, what an amazing thing when you have a uniform box, right? Like, I see people on Amazon, they're like, there's two people in our group always like go at it about dumpster diving for boxes. And one, the dude's like, hey, I'm saving money dumpster diving. Other guy's like, just buy the damn boxes and just keep them. I've always used the Lowe's box, right? The Lowe's small box, a 16 by 12 by 12. And like, if I had a different size box every week, Johnny, oh my God, my efficiency, dude, would be out the damn window. I basically know I can fill that box up with books and it's going to be under 50 pounds. I know basically how many DVDs, how many CDs are going to fit in there. I know exactly how to pack that box. If you started throwing me a different box every week, dude, it would be an absolute nightmare. I would have to have Deb pack these things because I need organization and it speeds up how efficient we are. And we just justify why we should sell the $5 item, the $10 item. I'm just like, no, just go get better stuff. Like, I have so much stuff I could list that's under $30. And I'm just like, that was literally my cutoff. Like, when I started listing on eBay again, I said, if I can't list this at least $30, I am not even bothering with it. My average sales price right now is $41 on eBay. So, like, as much as I thought $30 was high when you said it, like, that is literally what I do. Like, if
Unless you're
it's
scanning your items like with the machine or you're doing the barcode scan, it's got to be $30 because those other two models are you're doing massive volume. Because like card sellers, they have machines that literally feed it like 4,000 they could do an hour or some crazy number. Even media sellers, they do the conveyor belt model, right? And that's both for Amazon and eBay because usually those guys are cross-listing that stuff to both platforms and or more. But you're gonna have to have a huge warehouse. That's the other thing. When you're doing eBay, you're in the storage game. And if you're doing the rental model, yeah, your item's gotta be $30 plus. Even if you're doing a simple storage unit, people start off in their home, but I'm telling you outgrow your home pretty darn quick.
yeah, I mean, unless you got really desirable items, I don't know, like, if people use this either. When I go in and on eBay, there's a thing like where it can auto reduce your price every so many days, right? So like, I always turn this on for every listing because I don't give a shit, dude. I'm just like, I want to sell everything. Like, our mindset as resellers should just be literally to sell everything today, if not yesterday, because we can go find more of it, right? But for some reason, it's like, I know what I got, and I'm not going to lower my price, and I'm
I
not going to
know
bring
what I
up.
got. Yeah, that's this year's phrase right there.
It is, dude. It is. It's the same in the Amazon space. Like, people don't want to reprice their stuff to be aggressive. It's like, guys, we're not getting, it's costing us money every single day to store this item and to not sell it. But we still refuse to reprice correctly, even though we know price is the biggest factor that Amazon cares about. We still refuse to do it. And we're just like, you know, it's kind of, to be a profitable reseller now, You got to have business sense. It's not like it used to be, like Johnny said earlier, like list it and forget it, and it'll sell no matter what type of garbage. You want to be the McDonald's toy seller? 2020, maybe you could list everyone and they would sell. But nowadays, people got more options too. There's more
I would
platforms.
say COVID, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
Even pre-COVID, post-COVID, nah.
It's all a balancing act at the end of the day when it comes to setting yourself up for success. And like, failure comes in so many shapes and forms. People switching platforms just because they're, I don't know, like, I guess bored of the platform. I've seen this. Live stream selling has become such a big thing, and it's cool. It's hip, Johnny, to go and sell things live. And it's cool and it's hip
I
to
hate
do.
people not doing it. You can't make me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you
No.
should. I think you should, so we can have like an insider, a real look of basically giving your stuff away for, 25% of its value. But it's cool. You'll be cool. You'll feel cool. You
Don't
might
want that at
look
all.
cool if you get dressed up. I don't know, dude. I'm just saying.
I don't wanna. No.
I hate the. It's boring, dude. That's all this comes down to. What I've been doing for the past 5 years and growing for the past 5 years is boring. I go in the same stores. Like I said, I recorded a YouTube video the other day, and I was outside the Salvation Army. I'm like, I said, I come to the Salvation Army once a month for the past like 6 years. Like I literally know the blueprints of this goddamn place, right? Like I literally know where everything is, where what sections, what exactly what's going on in all of these stores, and that is the truth for every single store I've gone. I've been going here for 6 years. There's nothing exciting. It's not like I walk in and the walls are painted a different color. It's literally like Groundhog Day. Every time I pull up to one of these thrift stores, I go in and it's the same. A lot of the times, it's even the same people checking me out for the past years. And I'm just like, hi, yes, another boring day. Yes, I'm buying this shit nobody else is gonna buy. Like, it's so unexciting and lame. But if it pays the bills, dude, like the money should excite people. Like that pile of stuff you have sitting there, you should be like, man, if I actually listed this stuff, I can make an extra $100 this week or $100 this month. I don't think people appreciate making money anymore. I think that there's just so much credit cards out there and so much debt that people are just like, well, whatever. Yeah, sure, it's $1,000, but I'm really not worried about it. I'm out here like, wait, I can make $3, Johnny, and I spent a dollar. I can make that $3 in less than 3 days. If I give you a dollar today, Johnny, you give me $3 in 3 days, sign me up. And people are like, nah, I can't. I'm not doing that.
It's too hard. It's too hard. It's very hard. Just people are, I don't know.
People are weak-willed. They don't have the hustle muscle. I'm pulling out some of the cringiest terms ever. Hustle muscle is required if you want to be successful in any type of entrepreneur endeavor, whether that's reselling, whether that's vending machines, landscaping. You actually have to put in the work. And for us as Amazon sellers, the work is scanning thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of barcodes in a yearly basis. That's literally our job. That's all we do. And it's not exciting. It's the most monotonous thing.
I think I got it. I think the true separation is both you and I did this to get out of something and to do it for a career for betterment of ourselves. Other people are doing it for spare change and they're not interested, or they don't think they're interested, or they have no aspiration to leave whatever it is they're doing outside of reselling. I think that's the fundamental difference. And until you're prepared to make that shift, you're not going to do as well.
Yeah, I think you're right too, because if you're just floating through, because we have a lot of people that are retired and they're still like, hey, I'm going to make X amount of dollars so I can go on a cruise, or I can go on vacation, or I can do this, or I can do that. I think you're right. Like if you don't have a purpose, or you just see the video and you want to just go to the thrift store and you're just going to buy stuff, you're just going to list it, like you really never really treated it like a business anyway. But I think there's people that also have been doing this for, 10, 15 years that have still never really made any type of progress. I'm just thinking to myself, like, you wasted so much time, like, so much, you wasted so many years of your life and never really realize the potential of something. And usually, this might come off
I don't know if you could
wrong.
say usually, sometimes.
Usually, these people can be the loudest crybabies in the room, right? Like, we've seen it all the time. You get these people that are like, I've been selling on Amazon for 15 years. I don't give a shit what happened 3 months ago, rather yet 15 years ago. And if you're always going to compare the past to the present, guess what? You're going to be in for a miserable, miserable life, especially in the world of reselling, because fees go up every year, shipping goes up every season. I mean, you cannot compare today to the beginning of 2025 in reselling. Like, it is two completely different realms of existence. And I think those people crack me up because they're always like, I've been doing this for 15 years and it sucks. I'm like, well, did you really like ever really try and like you ever try to source good stuff and like actually make the effort? And to them, maybe they did, but at the end of the day, like, I know if you go out and you scan thousands of units every single week, you will be successful, but you have to do the work. As much as I sit here and tell people, here's what you got to do, here's the exact blueprint. Like, I could have it dialed down. Like, if you go out every week and scan 3,462 items, you will eventually, on average, find 342 items to send in. And then if you send those items in, you can expect to make X amount of people still won't do
Nope,
it.
not at all. And I don't know. I just think, and there's nothing wrong if you have the, if you're doing the part time and it's just spare extra money for you, nothing wrong with that. Unless you think you're trying to do the other thing, then yeah, it's a problem. Unless you think you're running a business and you're not, you're doing the floater mentality, then no, it's not. But if you're just doing it for spare change or you don't want to go over your social security budgetary allotment, but you're self-aware, totally one thing versus what we see a lot, and it's not great. And you notice those people that have been doing it 15, 20 years, they're crabby and miserable. And I just kind of want to look them in the eye, like, if you try not being miserable, if you try,
You can't though, because it's like, they're just stuck in their ways, man. That's just the reality of, I mean, I'm stuck in my ways to a degree, but like at the end of the day, I've grown the business every year and it is what it is. But I understand that it actually takes me actually going out and doing the work and actually listing the stuff. Like, I never would have a death pile of, weeks, months, days. Like, you gotta get things listed and sold. You got any final thoughts, or was that your final thought?
my final thought is, you dumb fuck. Yes.
Unbelievable, dude. You gotta do the work to get paid. There's lots of distractions. We've seen it all happen. I'll throw one last one in here just real quick in my final wrap up. Is you wanting to do bulk before you even sold 100 items? You will fail. We've seen it time and time again. Do not mess around with bulk until you have a clear understanding of what the business requires of you at a much smaller scale, and you'll be a-okay. Bulk is not the worst thing in the world, but if you're not prepared, you will never even get off the ground. We've seen it. eBay, Amazon, bulk will sink you. You will never make a penny. You will go bankrupt. We appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.